Good morning to each of you. It's been a blessing to be here, singing with you, and thank you for appreciating what Melvin shared in Timothy there. I've been listening to Timothy different times in 2 Timothy, and it's blessed me, and those verses have always blessed me, where it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Those verses have always been a blessing to me. What I want to talk about this morning, I've titled my thoughts, Men Who Were Faithful. And my thoughts are a little bit scattered. It's just a little bit of what I've been thinking about the last while. So, we all have a temporal body that God has given to us. We do not choose the body we have. Our heart pumps blood without us making it to. We live and breathe without a say as to how long or short that will be. Matthew 10:30 says that the very hairs of our head are all numbered. We don't understand completely how our DNA and our brain work. Doctors may understand some of these things, but they are really out of our control. Does this not show us that our body is a gift from God? This body that is such a marvelous creation was given to us by God to live for His glory. Only then will we experience true life. I want to read a verse in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? And then also a verse in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It just amazed me to think about that, how we're, it's like we don't understand. There's a lot about our body that we don't understand, but yet we have control over what we do with our body, and that's where what we're responsible for. I would like to read a few verses of some faithful men. I have them just here before me, so I'm not gonna. You might not be able to turn to them fast enough, but some of the verses of some of the men in the Old Testament that have blessed me. And yeah, I'll just read them here. One about Samuel in 1 Samuel 3:19-20. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be the prophet of the Lord. I thought it was interesting. It mentions, it always was amazing to me how it said he let none of his words fall to the ground. And I don't know what all that means. But, and also it says, from Dan even to Beersheba. And that is pretty much all of Israel. Dan is in the top end, and Beersheba is at the bottom. And then I have a verse about from Daniel. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs, that he might not defile himself. That one, that verse always spoke to me how Daniel, it seems like he purposed ahead of time that he would, what he would do. It wasn't that he didn't wait till he came to that place of decision. He had it made up in his mind ahead of time. And then I have one of David in 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And speaks to me that verse is just how David, he seemed to have a heart for God, and he seen beyond just the physical, the present problem that they had there, but he seen through the eye of faith and seen faith toward God. Then in, of Joseph, there's a verse in Genesis 39:3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. That was always amazing to me. And then I have a verse of Caleb and Joshua, Numbers 14, 8 and 9. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the Lord, of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And it always just amazed me just the faith that Caleb and Joshua had, the confidence they had in God there. And then there's a verse of Phinehas in Numbers 25, 10 to 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. It was interesting to me how God blessed Phinehas there for his zealousy for God. And then in Job 1:8, and the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" And I just, something I had to think about there is that Satan is very real, and he's out to get us, and he's a roaring lion, and and here we see, and I think it's interesting how God told this to Satan, and it's a amazing testimony of a man who is perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And then of Moses, I have a verse in Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. It's just amazing, just the meekness of that Moses had. Then about Abraham, I have a verse in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to thy seed, to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And it's interesting to note that Abraham was the friend, God's friend. And then the last one I have is of Jesus, that it speaks about when he was growing up, in Luke 2, verse 40, And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And in chapter 2, verse 51 and 52, and he went with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And it just always stuck out to me how he was subject to his parents. He was growing. He wasn't just staying the same. And he increased in favor with God and man, not just with God. These verses have, they've all just thinking of the lives of a lot of these men have always blessed me and encouraged me, and just how they were faithful and how they in their just every the situations that they were faced with, and my desire is to encourage each of us to be faithful, that our and that our bodies would be a living sacrifice for Him. I have a verse I want to read in Hebrews 6:12. That ye be not slothful, but followers them of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That the these men that I read of, it just the question I had to ask myself is, am I committed to Christ? And am I growing? These men have challenged me in their commitment to do what is right and their testimony to the people around them. Something I have been thinking about is how God wants us to be faithful. And I would like to read, there's a verse in 1 John 5:4. It says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We must rest our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have all the in Revelations where it talks about overcoming and the blessings to those that will overcome. I have those. I picked all those out, and so I'm gonna read all those things, those blessings. In Revelations 2, verse 7, and I might just read it. I might not say give all the references. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And he that overcometh, and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, I will write upon him my new name. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. It's always a blessing to me to read those, to see what the, yeah, just the blessings to those that are overcome. And then something else down the same lines that I've been thinking about is just that when we, in my life, it's easy when you fail or to be discouraged and to be discouraged. And what God wants us to do is to get up again. And I have a few verses. I have one in Psalms 37, 23, 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Then in Proverbs 23:12, apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. These verses have just been a blessing to me and encouraging me to not just, if I do fall or fail, to not just stay there, but to get up and go again. And then I will have one more verse that I want to leave you with. I think we all know it. Hopefully, yeah, I'll just read it here. In Jude, verse 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.